Today we're going to talk about somewhat of a touchy topic, and that is giving hashkacha to a restaurant that maybe the food is kosher, but maybe other things about it aren't kosher. So where do we draw the line in terms of giving hashkacha? Let's say, can you give a hashkacha to a casino? Can you give hashkacha to a restaurant that has New Year's parties? What about a restaurant that plays non-Jewish music? What about a restaurant that's a sports bar, right? That has televisions on, that have commercials, that have such sneeze commercials that show the Super Bowl, things like that. Where do you draw the line? So probably some of those things in your mind you're thinking, of course you can give hashkacha to that, and some of those things you're probably thinking, you can't give hashkacha to that, but like, where do we exactly, how do we know what we can and cannot give hashkacha to? So one of the background to all this is, why do we need hashkacha in anything? Shouldn't we have a principle in the Maseches Gittin, Eirech HaNem Bisurin, is Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, whether Eirech HaNem Bisurin is a din that's based on Svara, that's how Rashi understands, that we know that Hamina Torah Kolecha Vechol Yisrael Al Afrashas Truma Vel Ashchita Vel Nikur Agid VaChelav. Now we know that the Torah trusts us to do Shchita and to do Nikur properly, so it's Mistaber that Eirech HaNem Bisurin. And Tosfos understands, oh, there's a limud Gemara Ksubas Ayin Beis V'Safra La Liatzma, that an Isha is Ne'emenes to count her Shivin Akiyim. No one's being made that she's in fact having Shivin Akiyim, but Eirech HaNem Bisurin. So if Eirech HaNem Bisurin, so then shouldn't it be automatic that as long as you have a person who is Jewish and telling you that food is kosher, so why would you need anything more? So the first cracks in this idea of Eirech HaNem Bisurin is found in the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Tes, where the Gemara tells us Ein Lokchin Yemach and Mechag Bisuria, that's a Rashi Tevus of Yayin Murias Chalav Melach Salkundris Chiltis and Gvina. You're not allowed to buy certain items in Surya. V'kulanim Nasarech, it's a balabai. And even though you're not allowed to buy those from regular people, but if you happen to be invited to someone's home and they serve you those things, they're mutter. Because apparently people are chashed to sell something that's not kosher, even if they themselves would never eat something that's not kosher. So if they invite you to eat with them, say Eirech HaNem Bisurin, but if they're going to sell you something, or these particular items at least, then we no longer apply Eirech HaNem Bisurin. The Rambam in the 11th paragraph of Hilchos Ma'achilas Asuras writes, Bizman Shai Saret Yisrael, Kula Yisrael, Yulokhin Ayayin Mikol Adam Yisrael, that in the times when we were in full control of Eretz Yisrael, you were able to buy wine from any Jew. But in Chutz Lars, you can only buy wine from someone who you knew to be a reliable person. Says the Rambam, that Yayin also is limited, that you can only buy from someone who is Muchsuk Bekashrus. But that's just one Madrega, that you need to know the person who's Muchsuk in Kashrus. And Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kufya Tes, the Rama writes, Yesh Omrim Alfi Sheinu Chashud, Rak Shein Makirin Oso Shu Muchsuk Bekashrus, Asu Likvus Menu, Yayin Vishard Vam Sheish Lachashli Isser. That it's not just that you have to know, that you can't know that the guy is not trustworthy, you have to know positively that they are trustworthy in order to be able to buy from them. But then the tour in Simin Yilches quotes in the name of his father, the Rush, that Dafka, when it comes to meat, even someone who is muksuk bekashrus, you can't trust. You have to have someone who's in charge, someone who's overseeing. So that's as far as meat is concerned. But then you go a little bit further in the generations, and the Darkei Tshuva in Yardea Simin Kuf Yotes writes that there was a takanos of Vad Arba Aratzos that they decided to make a takana. Tiknu betakanos Aratzos shalolikach dvar machol mishum Yisrael. So there was this takana that you're not allowed to buy food from somebody, even if they're a person that's muksak bekashrus, you know that they're shomer Torah mitzvos, unless they have a ksav hechsher. And then Rav Asher Weiss summarizes in the first volume of Tshuvas Minchas Asher, the inyanei hakashrus mutal al batei adinu gedolei hazman, lamar al mishmar al sakin takanos lufi tzarech hasha'a, that the rabbanim of each time have to figure out the best system to enhance the kashrus. Ukeshem shebizmanei hem nochu ladas shein lismoch ala katzavim kach nochu bizmanei ladas. If at some point in history meat was an issue, at other points in history anything that's being sold is an issue, because if people can cut corners and make more money, you always have to worry about it. You cannot rely on someone who has a monetary interest in something, because we've seen people who are otherwise very religious people when there's a monetary interest in something, will sometimes make all the wrong decisions. Okay, so now we have to figure out, now that we know you need hashkacha, but what does hashkacha cover? Does it cover only food? What if the restaurant's going to be open on Shabbos? What if the restaurant's going to have all sorts of other halachic violations? So there is a svara in each direction. One svara is to say, well, they're going to be doing surim, we absolutely cannot give hashkacha to such a place. But then the people are going to eat non-kosher, so there's an expression, aliteir l'rosh aviyamus, the Gemara Bava Kama applies, that sometimes you say, a Russian wants to do an avera, let him do an avera. I don't have to facilitate his avera by taking away some of his guilt when he does an avera and say, okay, I'm going to give you kosher food when you go to your casino to gamble away all your money. I don't have to provide that sense of taking away the person's guilt. On the other hand, the Gemara in Sota Daf Memches tells us that Amar Rav Yosef Zamri Gavri Vani Nashi Pritusa, that if men sing, and the way they sing is that women respond to the men's lines in the singing, that's Pritus, but Zamri Nashi Vani Gavri, but if it goes the other way, where the men start the song and the women respond to, the women start the song and the men respond to the women, Keish Ben Ores, and that's really, that's asking for serious, that's worse than Pritus. So Gemara says, what do I care whether it's Pritus or real Pritus? You know, either way, it's Aser. So Gemara says, well, because you need to sometimes know which is the lesser Avera, so if you have to choose one, you'll choose the lesser Avera. So it's a little tricky. Do I want to choose the lesser Avera and say, okay, at least I'll provide them with kosher food, even though there's going to be Chol Shabbos in the restaurant, there's going to be not proper music in the restaurant, or whatever else, or do I say, Halitel Rosh HaLiyamos, let them do whatever Avera they want to do, I don't have to take away their guilt from doing the Avera. So there is a passage in the Akedah, on Parshas Vayera, that's quoted by all the poskim. So Rav Yitzchak Arama in the Akedah, he writes, "Hanoshim Akdeshos Shayu Isurin Rofek Piat Shofte Yisrael Shabedoreinu." Apparently, there was a prostitution problem, and in some of the kihilos, they said that they supported this, and they said, "Kivan Shematzilos Es Haravakim Es Asichli Me Isureish Asisha Chamur O Me Sakanas Hagayus." It prevented intermarriage, and it prevented people from being with an Eishasish. So they were going to do this anyway. At least let's provide them with women that are tahoros and not eishes ish and Jewish, and that way will be a lesser iser. So mutav shiavro iser zem shivel de iser misa. So the Akedah says mutav sheyichrusu o yisrufu hachotim eile benafshosam mishatekar os achas min haTorah baskamas harabin, that we do not erase a single letter of the Torah to accommodate people who want to do an avera. V'kol mishlo yikabel zebedaito. So strong words. I mean, someone who doesn't understand this doesn't really understand anything, says the Akedah. In the Tshuvas Yehuda Yale, he says, "Tamir be'enai al chacham kamoso eich yala al machshavaso kazos chas mila haskir." How could anyone ever have a mina that we're just going to allow people to violate isurim by giving a hechsher to it? If it can be kol isurim drabanan, then you should take every isurim drabanan. We should say, let's be matir it, because there are kalei adas that are not able to live up to all these Surim Drabanan. So then there's going to be no achrayus for anything. So given that backdrop, when the discussion started, there was discussion in major poskim already 50, 60 years ago, when they had restaurants that wanted to have two kitchens, a milcha kitchen and a fleisha kitchen, one restaurant, and you come and you order, and you can order whatever you want, and half of the people are going to sit down and they're going to eat milchigs and fleishigs together. So can you give hashkacha in such a restaurant? They're going to have a kosher milcha kitchen or kosher fleishig kitchen. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this in Yoredei Chelek Aleph Simanim Nun Beis and Nun Gimel. He says, "Vade lahati risu drabban al rasham shomrim shom lo yatiru lehem yavru yisurim chamrum daraisa vav she yishtamdu ein lan alach shalzeh." You can't be matir yisurim drabbanan if a guy comes and says, if you're not matir this isur for me, then I'm just going to become a Christian. So we say, oh, this will become a Christian. I mean, we can't start playing around with the Torah and start being matir yisurim drabbanan because people are threatening that they're going to go off the derech if you're not matir yisurim drabbanan. But Rav Moshe writes that in this case he thinks it's a good idea. He says, "Zchus gadol b'mashi yatzel alfi nefashos me'acholos asuros v'avlim no mirushal mashevshah shlo yavlo esurim u'mitzvah gadola." But you're not really doing that. You're providing them with kosher food. What they then do with that kosher food, and do they make it non-kosher by mixing it together? That's their problem. and that's not something that you're really facilitating. Rav Avadia was of a similar mind in Yabia Omer in Chelek Dalid Yerizdeya Simin Zayin, where he says that Mutav Sheyichrusu Yisrufu Achatam Elam Rav Shosmi quotes the Akedah, and he says, but the Chilik is Mavur between the case of the Akedah. The Akedah was a case where Maridim Es Isur Mimisa Lalav, where instead of giving them Isur Ikares, we give them an Isur Lav to violate instead. So that's terrible. That you're not allowed to do, says Rav Avadia. But Ein Lazeh Kol Kesher Imetzim Ha'Hekshar Shel Rabbanut Alamachal. That's got no, whatever averus people do with the food that you sell them has nothing to do with the Rabbanut Hashkacha on the food that you're selling them. You're selling them kosher food, and therefore Benidon Didana Filuayu Kol Achum B'Masada Over Malus Rechus Basu B'Chol B'Yachad. Even if everyone that comes into the restaurant eats Basu B'Chol together, Kedai Hadavar L'Sakin Masha Efshar. It's good for us to be Masakin whatever we can. That was the opinion of Rav Yosef. Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Yir Aleph Simenun Beis disagrees, and he says Bishum Panim Ein L'Rabbanut L'Seis Hechsher U'Lahamin Mashkiach B'Beis Malon Kaze Hamatil Tnayu Mum B'Kachim Ba'Osu Mitzvah Gufei, that they're going to go and they're going to eat non kosher. They're going to put milk and meat together. Terrible. He says we can't give Hashkacha on such a thing. He says Yesh B'Davar Kaze Mishum Nesinas Yad L'Poshim, that we're helping out the Poshim. A terrible, terrible thing. So that was the machlokas as far as that issue was concerned. What about Chil Shabbos in a restaurant? So Rav Amar has a tshuva in his tshuvas Chelik Dalid, where he writes that Im Nitan Hechsher Shel Rabbanut L'Makom Shbo Mechalim Shabbos Ba'Achanas Ochel Mechiraso, he says we're Mechalim Es Hashem Chas V'Shalom U'Machlishim Koach HaShabbos. What does that say about our attitude toward Shabbos? If we're the restaurant's owned by Jewish people, they're being Mechal Shabbos, and we say, oh, but all the food is kosher. What kind of Chil Hashem is that? U'Mele Koach HaTorah Kula. If you're being misrashal in the kedushas of Shabbos, you're being misrashal in kol haTorah kula. V'lo matzilim b'zel lo lebaylim v'lo lebalim le'achol sham. Diyev shel hashkiach b'Shabbos. He says you're not even going to be able to keep an eye on everything on Shabbos. And he says they're violating all lametes melachos there, and it's bekvius and it's befarhesia. He says it's and whatever they produce is going to be asr lekuli alma lebo bayom. It's going to be asr to eat whatever they produce. You have ma'aser Shabbos issues, and then it's going to get mixed with the other food. You can have all sorts of shailas, and he thinks that it's asr to give a hashkacha in such a place. So the question, of course, then becomes, where do you draw the line, right? Meaning, some places, they do give hashkacha to places that are open on Shabbos. Other places don't give it. And when you tell someone, yeah, the person that gives that hashkacha makes sure that the food is kosher, but the place is open on Shabbos. So the first response you always get is, oh, politics. Politics. That's the word. That's the magic word. Once I say politics, I can violate whatever I want. Politics. That it's all just politics. It's not politics. That's part of the halacha also, is to be able to figure out where to draw that line, whether you're allowed to give hashkacha. Who is best equipped to make that decision? So in each community, it's different. There are different standards with each community, and probably the rabbanim of each community are best equipped to understand what the standards of that community should be, and what is the best in the best interest of that community, and the standards of that community. That's probably why it's not such a great thing when you have too many different competing hashkachas in a local communal kind of setting, because on the one hand we have this attitude that the more competition is better and it makes everyone better, but once the local rabbanim are not the ones in charge anymore, so then it becomes something that that ishkale yashabeinav, and each one is going to have to do the other one with the kulas that they're able to come up with in order to be able to give hashkacha sometimes when there are isurim chamurim that are otherwise going on. So I didn't give you an answer. There is no clear-cut answer. That's why it's a difficult topic, but it's something that's up to each of the rabbanim and each of the communities. Okay.